Hello, everyone, and thanks for joining us as we say farewell to an extraordinary year in South Australian sport. Ben Hook with you. Sophie Hilditch is with me as usual. Sophie, hello.
Hey, Hookie. Hi, everyone listening at home.
Soph, our best 15 memories of the year. Now, it sounds pretty straightforward in theory, but there has been plenty of debate between us.
Absolutely correct. Everyone loves a list at this time of year, from Santa's naughty and nice to us humble podcasters. I've had a few people who have been eyeing off a Sophie star this year, so whittling it down to 15 was a stretch. The longer I pondered it, the more I wanted to include. Not Cull. I could have rounded it up to a top 50 great SA sport moments.
Well, we have kept it to 15. This is in no particular order, although I do think the crescendo kind of builds as we move along. And look, just remember, this is our 15. If you feel we left one out, that's okay. Don't be angry with us. Just create your own list. Let's have fun with it at this time of year rather than have a fight, Soph.
Yeah, too right, Hookie. We fight enough throughout the year to keep battling each other over the holidays.
So, right, before we get into our top moments, it wouldn't be right to review the year in South Australian sport without acknowledging the passing of the icon of Australian football, Barry Robren.
His death shocked and saddened us all. Whether you saw him play live or someone of my age who's only seen the highlights, you knew the stories of what a brilliant, humble champion he was.
Yeah, that's right. 3 McGarry medals, the first South Australian elevated to legend status in the Australian Football Hall of Fame. He will forever be remembered as one of this state's greatest ever sportsmen.
Vale, Barry Robren.
Soph, give us your first SA sport memory of the year.
Well, let's kick it off where we always love to, with a world champion from right here at home. 2025 was the year Anu Francis made her mark. After missing last year's world championships due to illness, she came back stronger than ever to take in Wollongong, finishing in 1 hour, 18 minutes and 55 seconds. Turning Paris 2024's heartbreak into triumph, Anu's performance thrilled the home crowd and secured her first world title, proving her dedication, resilience and world-class talent. From South Australia to the top of the podium, local athlete, global champion, and Hookie, speaking of elite endurance, how about a debut to remember?
Yeah, well done, Soph. And this one gave us goosebumps all the way from York Peninsula to the G. In October's storied Melbourne Marathon, Caitlin Adams completed the performance of her life on a stage like no other, the Melbourne Cricket Ground. In her marathon debut, Wallaroo Raised Adams surged through 42.159 kilometres on Melbourne streets with poise and purpose, crossing the finish line in 2 hours, 30 minutes and 26 seconds to claim the women's title. She did so in front of friends and family, most notably a tearful mother who cheered her to a rapturous finish.
You know, entering the MCG and, you know, running, I guess, that 200 to 300 metres around the G and then finishing and, like, with the biggest crowd there, that was just incredible. And I think it was just total, like, euphoria when I entered and the crowd was going nuts, and I knew that I'd have, like, so many teammates and family at the finish line. As soon as I entered that stadium, I just sort of thought to myself, look, I'm going to wave to the crowd. I'm going to put my hands up. I'm going to blow them kisses. I just want to really, like, enjoy this moment.
Soph, from pounding the pavement to lighting up the velodrome.
Hookie, another star of the regions has climbed to the very top of the speed ladder. Whyalla's cyclist Lee Hoffman arrived at the Paris Olympic Games last year as the nation's number 3 track sprinter and confined solely to team racing. After Matthew Glaitzer's gracious retirement and Matthew Richardson's ungracious defection to England, Hoffman is now Australia's number 1. It's a crown he affirmed throughout the year with 2 national titles and 2 individual world championship medals. A keen amateur tattooist, Hoffman inked his name as Australia's track cyclist of the year and has the opportunity to leave an indelible mark on Australian cycling history. Let's keep the wheels turning, but swap them for Kookaburra balls.
Yes, the first sign that cricket in South Australia was about to hit the turbo button. South Australia's one-day cup triumph over Victoria at Adelaide Oval on the 1st of March was the opening chapter in this season of state cricket renaissance. Chasing domestic glory after a 13-year drought, South Australia posted a competitive 268 from their 50 overs. But when Victoria threatened early in the chase, South Australia's bowlers, led by Henry Thornton with four wickets, seized control and skittled their opponents for 204, sealing a cherished win against a fierce rival.
In the air, down towards long on. Catch is taken, booked on it. And South Australia have won their first one-day title for 13 years.
So, staying at Adelaide Oval, this one separated households once again.
Too right, Hookie. And it's a showdown. So, of course, it went down to the wire. Adelaide and Port Adelaide served up another classic round nine showdown, a pulsating battle at Adelaide Oval that ebbed and flowed until the final minutes. With a margin and a kick in it and Port threatening a late surge, Crows defender Mark Keane produced one of the clutch plays of the season, a courageous match-saving mark deep in the closing stages that snuffed out the Power's final attack and helped seal a five-point thriller for Adelaide.
Port Adelaide a goal from a miracle comeback win. And the Hornets got it. Horn Francis weaves his way through the middle. Launches long. Finlayson gets there. Oh, what a mark against the grain. Is that a game saver? Is that the showdown moment?
Oh, how
Keane dropping back with a flight.
The courage going back into the pack.
What a mark, Chief. What a mark.
Every showdown has a moment. Is it the Keane moment? Where were you when the Irishman saved the game?
There's still plenty of time here, but I tell you what, if they get over the line here, that man's taking one of the marks of the year.
A behind, but there won't be time enough. It's one of the all-time great showdowns. That wasn't a showdown, that was a showcase of how great, how beautiful a game can be.
Of course, in the second showdown, the Crows inflicted the largest win in showdown on Port, and to continue the theme of footy dominance, we head straight to the SANFL.
Yes, we do, Soph, and the Double Blues were so good throughout 2025, the league almost needed a mercy rule. In a competition renowned for its competitiveness, Sturt conjured a season that may never be replicated. They finished with 30 minor round wins in succession, each one tightening their grip on the league, each one a fresh affirmation of excellence. In 2025, the Double Blues became a weekly benchmark. The side every opponent measured themselves against and fell short. Sturt didn't just dominate the SANFL, they elevated it, delivering a campaign that will echo throughout suburban ovals for generations.
Pryor takes a relieving mark.
There's the siren for the Blues. Amazing win for them. And the disappointment of the straight sets exit last season has been washed away by the potent goal-scoring tsunami that Marty Matner has created to claim a third flag as Sturt coach.
Right, Sophie, basketball next, and buckle up because this one shook the league.
The Adelaide 36ers, Hookie, making headlines all year, mostly for good reasons. In May 2025, the Adelaide 36ers pulled off one of the most seismic moves in NBL history by luring five-time MVP Bryce Cotton to Adelaide on a three-year deal, a signing that sent shockwaves through Australian basketball. The mercurial scorer and perennial all-league star, synonymous with Perth Wildcats greatness, stunned the league by swapping his old red for 36ers colours, instantly elevating Adelaide into title conversation and igniting fan fervour across the state.
He's one of the greatest players in NBL history. And now he's a 36er.
The curtain closes and it's time for a new door to open. And I feel like a great opportunity presented itself.
Fervour only slightly dampened by the ensuing departure of Montrezl Harrell following mysterious drug allegations during the NBL off-season. And at this present moment, the club sits three games clear on top of the NBL ladder. Could the Sixers finally add to its four titles? It's been 24 years now, but there is one team having no trouble winning national titles, Hookie.
No, there's not, Soph. History made once again by the Maestros in red with sticks. Now, South Australia boasts a rich history in lacrosse. Surnames like Inge and Adams and Pickett are synonymous with excellence in a sport which will return to the Olympics in 2028, some 120 years after it was last contested under the IOC banner. But a new band of names are writing their own history. Olivia Parker, Jess Morrison, Addie Cunningham, they're all vying for a place in the Australian team for 2028. And the trio were also instrumental in delivering the state the Lacrosse Australia's national championship title, our second in 3 years.
And there it is. Whistle has gone now. South Australia are national champions for 2025.
And so, speaking of champions stepping up in clutch moments.
Two outs, tied scores, and then magic. January's Gilly Shield decider in Melbourne saw the South Australian Stars produce a heart-stopping finale to claim the Softball Australia Women's National Championship with a walk-off victory over Queensland Heat. Scores were deadlocked in the bottom of the seventh, and SA were two out when Olivia Elliott delivered the moment every Stars fans will remember. An RBI double to bring Millie Fidge home and seal a title that sparked wild celebrations.
Change up, sent out to left field. It's going to land in front of Wall. Throw coming to the plate. Is it going to be in time? Obstruction call at the plate. It's a walk-off.
That's
a
run.
South Australia walk off Queensland here in the Gillies Shield final. Elliot the hero.
This wasn't just a win. It was a championship where SA's finest stood tall amidst the most extraordinary pressure. For South Australian softball, it was a third Gillies Shield and a first away from the comforts of Adelaide, and undoubtedly its most memorable final pitch. And Hooky, from saving games to saving a club.
Yeah, so for a real sliding doors moment for elite women's basketball here in South Australia. In May, South Australian sport breathed a collective sigh of relief as the Adelaide Lightning, an iconic WNBL club with five championships to its name, teetered on the brink of collapse. After the team's licence was relinquished and its future in the National League thrown into doubt, the South Australian government stepped in alongside a private consortium featuring Crows footballer James Begley to keep elite women's basketball alive in this state.
And I'm very pleased today that on the back of that collaboration, the Adelaide Lightning will be competing in the WNBL Championship this season and beyond.
So what might have been a sporting tragedy instead became a platform for rebuilding, a rescue that safeguarded a proud Adelaide tradition and affirmed that women's sport matters deeply in South Australia. So back to the men's Ashes, where a local favourite stepped up for his dad.
Courage with the gloves, class with the bat. Alex Carey's performance in the recent Adelaide Ashes test was a masterclass in composure from a cricketer who seems built for big moments on home soil. Behind the stumps, he was razor sharp, routinely standing up to the stumps for the quicks, a courageous move that created unease amongst the English batters. But his best came with the bat. Carey's first inning century was a masterclass and an emotional tribute to his father, Gordon, who had passed away in September.
Now push the roar. It'll tell you. That's 100 for Carey. It's an emotional 100. For a quality cricketer.
Now from heroics in Adelaide to a record broken in Spain.
Yeah, Soph, Jess Stenson is tougher than a summer in the outback. On the sunny streets of Valencia, Stenson demonstrated that not only is she Australia's toughest runner over 42 kilometres, she's now our fastest as well. The Commonwealth Games champion, a proud South Australian, surged through the final kilometres with a steely determination, carving her name into Australian athletics history. She crossed the line in a national record, the culmination of years of resilience and reinvention.
Yeah, as we came towards this arts building where the finish line was, I heard this Australian voice, which was Bryce's. I found out, yo, you're like, you're 5 seconds off Australian record pace. And yeah, as I said, that just kicked me into gear. I kind of accelerated a bit too hard, actually, and nearly blew up and had to pump the brakes a bit. It just gave me this rush of adrenaline. And then you go down a bit of a hill onto a blue carpet. And the first time I saw the clock, it said 2:21.03, I think, and I still had, I don't know, over 100 metres or so to go, and then I just didn't look at the clock. I just tried to pump my arms as hard as I could, and then I looked up just before I crossed the line and it said 23, and, yeah, I was so happy.
Right, Soph, time to discuss the drought breakers of South Australian domestic cricket.
Bookie, 29 years, and finally we can exhale. In a competition that measures each state's cricketing soul, South Australia belatedly returned to the top of the nation with a Sheffield Shield triumph that felt both hard-earned and richly deserved. 29 years of near misses, heartache and soul-searching were replaced by the collective will of a team that refused to accept the historical weight upon its shoulders. As Jason Sayer launched the winning runs through mid-wicket, South Australians at Karen Alton Oval and beyond erupted.
Shot, four, five to win.
Just lent on that, Ben Menenti. They're going across him from around the wicket angle. Menenti
goes the drive, gets it through the gap, out towards the boundary, chase for Wildermuth. And it's theirs. Scores tied at Karen Rotten Oval. That's it.
Yes!
After 29 years, South Australia got the Sheffield Shield back in their hands.
South Australian cricket didn't just win a championship, they shifted a narrative. The Shield, once elusive, is finally back in Adelaide. That was huge, but the first Tuesday in November might even be bigger.
Yes, so for South Aussie star on racing's biggest stage. On that first Tuesday in November, Jamie Mellum delivered a moment that transcends racing and elevates her into South Australian sporting legend. Aboard Half Yours, the South Aussie Hoop claimed the biggest race of her life for a South Aussie trainer, Tony McAvoy, and an ownership group dotted with Adelaideans. In a race that can unravel the bravest of hearts, Mellum was ice cool, reading the tempo, slicing through gaps, breezing past her husband, all while trusting her champion beneath. As the roar rose at Flemington, it was Adelaide's racing queen who emerged triumphant.
On the outside, 300 metres to go. Goody Two Shoes for Ireland, led by a length and a quarter. Middle Earth and Half Yours is getting through. Goody Two Shoes with Half Yours challenging at the clock tower. Half Yours takes the lead from Goody Two Shoes. Middle Earth, River of Stars. Half Yours is coming clear for Jamie Carr for the Cup's double. Half Yours, the history maker, won the Lexus Melbourne Cup by 3 lengths.
Her Melbourne Cup masterpiece is a ride for the ages and a victory that will forever be celebrated in South Australia. All right, we've arrived at the big kahuna. Hit us with it, Soph.
Our number one is officially a cult hero. On a golden Perth evening, Travis Head authored a century that belongs in the highest tier of South Australian sporting folklore. This was Head, as we've always imagined him, instinctive, fearless, and totally unbound by the weight of the Ashes. When England threatened to seize the Ashes' momentum, he seized the moment. The kid from Gawler has become the man for cricket's grandest occasions.
Guides it and gets the 100. Short to 69 balls, but oh so sweet for Travis Head. He was taken to the top and he has absolutely delivered for his team in one of the great Ashes hundreds. A 100 in a session, and no one here will ever forget what they've seen. The equal third fastest 100 from Australian in Test cricket.
This century will be recalled for generations as an icon of the Ashes. Travis Head delivered SA Sport's finest moment in 2025.
So there you have it, our best of SA in 2025. So thanks for sharing those memories with me. I have tingles down my spine just recalling them once again.
Absolutely loved it, Hooky. I've loved the year. Been great to lock horns with you each week on our favourite topics.
So thanks for everything you've added to this show over the second half of the year. You've given us a tremendous boost with your knowledge and insight. We'll have a break and do it all again bigger and better in 2026.
Absolutely. Happy New Year, Hooky. Happy New Year to everyone listening at home.
Yes, a safe and prosperous New Year to you all. To everyone who's listened or joined the debate, thank you for joining us in 2025. Sophie Wallace and I will be back in mid-January with all the news and commentary around South Australian sport. See you then. Happy New Year.